play of your life, your enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I am extremely proud to have been a Raider. I'm also proud to have played my entire career with the Raiders.
He's hit as he throws. Pouncing on the ball is hard, but he takes off running.
Tom Flores, my former head coach, brought two world championships to the Raiders.
The final score, Los Angeles 38, Washington Redskins 9.
The years have flown by. It's been a tremendous journey to this day. I feel blessed to be a Raider. Once a Raider, always a Raider.
Howie Long off the campus of Villanova University in Philadelphia, round two pick of the Raiders, 13 years in the NFL, all with the Raiders, an eight-time Pro Bowler, very simply one of the best defensive linemen in the history of pro football. Greg Popper rejoined by Jim Plunkett, the former teammate of yours. Was he always so talkative when he first walked into training camp?
He wasn't shy, let me put it that way, but he certainly took care of business. As you mentioned, one of the best defensive linemen to play the game, and he was built just right. Low center of gravity, really strong lower and upper body. He can split double teams. He had a good feel for where the ball was going. Just an amazing player, and the Raiders were lucky to have him for those 13 years.
All right, Howie Long, one of the great Raiders of all time, and we're going to see another former great Raider, quarterback Bruce Gradkowski, now a backup quarterback in Cincinnati, Jim, where they brought Gradkowski, and they thought he would play as they groomed the young rookie last year, Andy Dalton, but Dalton took the very first snap, played exceedingly well last year. He struggled a bit this year. They were talking about a sophomore slump, but the last couple of weeks against the Giants 2 weeks ago, he threw for a career-high four touchdown passes, came back with two more against Kansas City. This quarterback is playing very well right now.
He certainly is, and it seems to be very typical of all these young quarterbacks coming into the league. They throw them right in the fire early and often, Andy Dalton's responded extremely well. And, the Raiders are going to have their hands full playing defense against that kid because he's also pretty mobile. So he does a lot of good things. His favorite receiver is A.J. Green. He gets him the ball a lot, so the Raiders have to be ready.
They drafted Green and Dalton in the same rookie class a year ago, and they're now in the middle of their second year, Jim. And this guy, A.J. Green, is just a force. As you mentioned earlier, 64 catches on the year, nearly 1,000 yards. He has scored 10 touchdowns this year. He has scored a touchdown in the last nine games, one each in nine straight games. And the one he scored against Kansas City last Sunday out of a double team was just a remarkable one-handed catch.
Well, as a quarterback, that's what you expect from your receivers. Come on, Pop. But, obviously he's a very, very talented receiver. But he's got a lot of other weapons, too. And their tight end, Jermaine Gresham, I've caught six passes last week against Kansas City. Very capable.
And they've also got the running game going a little bit. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, the former running back of the New England Patriots, finally had a 100-yard rushing game last week in their win at Arrowhead against the Chiefs, going for 25 carries and 101 yards. And they're very stout. As we talked to Carson on the defensive side, the strength of their team is their front four.
Yeah, it certainly appears that way. Between Geno Atkins and Michael Johnson, they have 15 sacks. And, that's pretty impressive in and of itself.
The Raiders have got to keep their quarterback well protected. Many thanks to Raider quarterback Carson Palmer for making his appearance this week on the Silver and Black Show, talking about the Raiders offense and overall mood of the team right now, and of course his big return to Cincinnati. Join us next week on the Silver and Black Show as we get you ready for the Raiders up against the Cleveland Browns. Be sure to be with us at the O.co Coliseum. Get your Raiders seats at Raiders.com and 1-800-RAIDERS. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. For Jim Plunkett, I'm Greg Papa. Enjoy the Raiders and Carson Palmer in Cincinnati on Sunday.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.